A Zimbabwe Demographic and Health Survey conducted by the country's statistics agency in 2010 and 2011 revealed that men between ages 15 and 49 who were circumcised were slightly more likely to be HIV positive than uncircumcised men. These results appear to be almost applicable to South Africa and Swaziland, where circumcision programs were implemented in 2009 to reduce the spread of HIV. In most cases, circumcised men are believed to be engaging in unsafe sex. Despite these findings, HIV/AIDS expert Professor Gabriel Anabani says there is no need to conduct further research to prove the effectiveness of circumcision in keeping HIV transmission.
Even if a vaccine for HIV was found today, male circumcision would probably be the most preferred.
Professor Anabwani also says the high HIV prevalence rate in most Southern African nations is being fueled by lack of circumcision.
In countries where every male is circumcised, the HIV prevalence has never gone above 5 or 6%. The reason why HIV prevalence is highest in Southern Africa is because it's the only part of the continent where male circumcision rates are the lowest.
Dr. Owen Mukurungi, head of Zimbabwe's AIDS and Tuberculosis Unit, agrees, noting that male circumcision plays a key role in keeping HIV transmission. However, Mukurungi is concerned that large numbers of circumcised men are engaging in promiscuous behavior. For Tatiana Shomiliana, head of the United Nations Joint Program on HIV/AIDS or UNIAIDS in Zimbabwe, this is a serious cause for concern, as funds for voluntary male circumcision also remain untapped.
The resources were to do 100,000 circumcision. However, less than 50,000. And if we measure the end of the year circumcision, it was about 7% of the target, right? It was 7% of the target. And it's very low.
The situation is the same in Swaziland and South Africa, where HIV/AIDS and tuberculosis expert Pilka Usterio says there is general lack of education of HIV prevention under the 2009 voluntary male circumcision programs.
The problem is, like, it has been shown effective in studies, but sometimes the reality is it's not as the studies. There are a lot of misbeliefs. The people think that the foreskin can be used for other purposes, from like witchcraft to trading. Sometimes they were saying that it's even sent to the States and used for other things.
Urologist Hassan Ashmawi of Zimbabwe shares the same sentiments, noting that male circumcision should be encouraged in all communities.
There is a lot of wrong information which is being publicized and going around and around, where the people, we don't have any basis, because for us, people going on a scientific basis, you have to do proper study. The circumcision, actually, what you do, you just cut the foreskin. And foreskin, it has nothing to do with the fertility.
But former lawmaker Felix Makalela Mafa, who opposed the program when it was introduced in Zimbabwe, still insists that circumcision should be abandoned as it has failed to achieve set goals. But Professor Anabwani says this will never happen because such programs have been successful in Kenya's Kisumu region.
Within the Kenyan population, that is one area where traditionally the men never circumcised. And HIV rates in that population were as high as those in Southern Africa. And the men were dying. And the men were infecting the women, and the women were dying. And the women were infecting the children, and the children were dying. And the community elders got together and said, we have to do something about this. And so the drive to have the male circumcised was not imposed by the Ministry of Health or any other organization. It came from within.
The situation remains bleak in these countries, as HIV/AIDS is devastating communities where millions of AIDS orphans need care. Some of the institutions helping orphans, such as the Baylor International Patriotic AIDS Initiative, are struggling to cope with such a large number of orphans. Michael Maizwa of the Baylor College says they are currently looking after 185,000 affected children. There is still hope that HIV/AIDS will be brought to manageable levels in Zimbabwe, South Africa and Swaziland, though orphan centers are now overwhelmed by children with tuberculosis and other diseases related to AIDS. It remains unclear whether the voluntary medical male circumcision program in these African nations is the answer to the fight against HIV/AIDS in Africa and beyond. Gibbs Dube reporting for VOA.